Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's nice to see everybody tonight. I told Jim, might just be me and you. But I'm happy to see all of you. I really am. I'm happy to see all of you. Father, thank you for allowing us to come together tonight, Father, and just worship you and sing praises to you, Father, and look into your word and celebrate your resurrection. Father, we recognize the gift you've given us and the sacrifice you made. And we thank you for it. And we praise you for it. Help us to walk in wisdom in everything you've given us, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Sean, I'm going to throw you for a loop, buddy. Because it's all going to be different. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians 13. Just right at the end. And now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. I've been preaching on that, and I'm going to continue. And I'm going to continue to continue. You understand that, Kenzo? I will continue to continue. Because faith is believing, complete trust, not stopping. Hope is the great expectations we have. And love has to be our motivation because it was absolutely the Father's. We know John 3:16. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. I'm going to read it. And I'm going to read it in the Amplified too. I messed you up on that too, Sean. For God so loved the world, He so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whew. For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world, that He even gave up His only begotten unique Son, so that whoever believes in, trusts in, clings to, and relies on Him shall not perish or come to destruction or be lost, but have eternal, everlasting life. That's what we have. That's what we have in Jesus. That's what we know. That's what we believe. That's what gives us those great expectations, that's hope. Now, Easter service. Everyone has Easter service. But it's the resurrection day. Just like, I mean, Jim, and again, we probably should, but we don't line up our stuff. He always opens. But I think it was so good what he was opening up with because, you know, the death on the cross, they didn't quite understand. Even though he told them. He told his disciples. But Peter understood when he saw him. He understood. And guys, I can guarantee you, through the Spirit residing inside of us, we can see him. We can see him. Makes you want to jump out of the boat and go get to him. Amen. But you know, in the Last Supper, he was gathering his disciples together for the Passover meal. Okay? And then that would have been the Thursday before the crucifixion. And if you go, we're going to look at Matthew 26 first. Matthew 26. And I'm going to start in verse 26. And they were eating, and Jesus took bread, he blessed and he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup, and he gave thanks, and he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. In the Gospel of John, let's slip over there. John chapter 13. And after the Lord's Supper, he got his disciples, he washed their feet, he served them. And this is what he said to them. So when he had gone out, Jesus said, Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also be glorify him in himself, and glorify him immediately. Little children, I shall be with you a little while longer. You will seek me, as I said to the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Now remember, this is before he was crucified. And he told them, this is how you're going to be known. And remember, this love is going to abide forever. Our love motivates us to follow him, to be obedient to him, to remember him. And that's kind of what we're going to do tonight. Amen. Amen. Amen, sweetie. Amen. Yeah. We're going to have communion tonight. Now, Quentin and Angela are going to be very excited. I waited till they weren't here. It's so funny because we do take communion. Feel free if you like. If not, that's okay too. Don't feel pressured. But in 1 Corinthians 11, thank you, Mackenzie. Thanks, Sarah. First Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take and eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. He said, Do this in remembrance of me. Like I said, he who loves me will obey me. Thank you. The little crackers in top, just in case. I'd never seen these either till Mom and Dad told me about them. And so, we're going to do this. I'm going to read the rest of it. And then you guys can do it at your own pace. That's kind of how we do it here. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. And he's coming. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the blood of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment on himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, unless you come together for judgment. And the rest I will set in order when I come. See, we're going to do this as an act of obedience and in remembrance of him and what he did. And I thought it was appropriate with Resurrection Day being tomorrow. Everybody celebrate Easter. But understand,
Our purpose is to glorify Him. And He said we'd be known by the love we have for one another. And I said it last week. This little body is the lovingest little body. And I've had a lot of people tell me that. And it's true. And that's a blessing. Because we're supposed to be. And honestly, and I can say this very honestly, it's easy to love y'all. You're not hard. It really isn't hard for me to love you guys. But that's not all we're called to love. Ooh, there's some unlovely folks that I have to choose to love. And it's a choice. It is not a feeling. Trust me, it's not a feeling. But in obedience, regardless of my feelings, let me tell you something. As I'm obedient to the Lord, regardless of how I feel, my feelings start to change. Because He changes me from the inside out, see? And pretty soon, He starts reminding me of the mercy He's given me in my life and the love He showed for me before I was lovely by any stretch of the imagination. And these are the kinds of things I think about before I take communion. And just open up your hearts to the Lord to let Him speak whatever He's going to speak to you. Take it in the way you want. We're just going to be quiet for a couple minutes and we're just going to take it at your leisure. And then I'll bring us back in a second. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to partake what You've given us. See, there's something about being in obedience. You know, He who loves me will obey me. We've stayed with that one for a long time. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, right? You've heard me preach that many times. And righteousness is right standing. I'm lined up with what He's telling me to do. As I express my love for the Lord through my obedience, right? I can walk in the authority He's given me. I can walk in the protection He's afforded me. I can walk in the healing that His stripes provided for me. And that doesn't mean you got to be perfect. Don't get me wrong. Because I don't measure up. But praise God, He did. And I believe He did. I know y'all believe He did. And that's what allows me to walk in righteousness because I'm with Him. See? And in my imperfection and in my unloving thoughts, He corrects me through the Holy Spirit, convicts me, gets me lined back up, and says, Monty, why don't you try it again to walk in this obedience I've called you to? I want you to be known by the love you have for one another. And so just think about that, even as you wake up tomorrow and you know Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God. He's not nailed to a cross. He's not a baby in a manger. He's neither one. He is sitting at the right hand of God, interceding for us now. And He's coming back. And He's coming back. And He's coming back soon. I say that with all certainty. And so, you know, it talks about the end times, you know, men's love will grow cold. That's what it says. Not us. It's not talking about the church. As the Spirit's poured out, you know one of the fruit of the Spirit? Love. So as the Spirit's being poured out, our love is going to grow. And that's, I truly believe the Lord's going to use, okay, it says the Spirit draws men unto Himself, right? That's what the Word tells us. And I believe as we're functioning in the fruit of the Holy Spirit, exhibiting fruit of His work in us, that love will draw. And that's how we're known. So just pray about that. Think about that. When it was snowing, I told Sarah, I said, you know, I don't want to keep people. I'm going to shut her down. We may just praise and worship, and we may wait. And she looks over at me. I said, no, go get it. We're doing it tonight. We're supposed to do this tonight. I don't care if it's just me and you, Ben. We're supposed to do it tonight, Ben. We're doing it. Amen. So, even as, you know, folks maybe not necessarily know what this season is about, this resurrection season, be known by that love you have. Whether they have it figured out or not, that's all right. Holy Spirit will draw them too, just like they drew me. Father, thank you for allowing us to come together. Thank you for allowing us and teaching us to do what you've called us to do. Thank you for your word. I ask that you write your word on our hearts, Father, that we might not sin against you, that we would be able to walk in the fullness you've called us to walk, Father, exhibiting that love that can only come through your Spirit. We thank you for our time together. Thank you for this moisture. Father, take everyone home safely, Father. Keep everyone that's traveling. Keep them safe, Father. Bring them home to us, Father. Bless them in their visits and their travels, Father. Guide them in wisdom, too. I pray a special blessing over all the children here tonight. I thank you so much, Father. You tell us your word will not return void. It will accomplish that for which was sent. Father, we trust that your word is being planted as seeds in all these young children's hearts, and it will produce a harvest, 30, 60, 100-fold. In Jesus' name, amen.